This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Certainly a great day if you like exciting and impactful and unexpected news. We have all of it today. It is a bizarre situation. A lot of people believe that this election is over, that it ended on November 3rd, or at least by November 7th, when all of the media and the president-elect all claimed that Biden had won. Well, not so fast. 1 week from today, on January the 6th, that's 1 week from today, Wednesday of next week, the Congress of the United States will be gathering. It's the new Congress, a new Congress that is going to be minus one elected member. A brilliant and extremely promising young Republican who just died of COVID. We will cover that story on the Medved Show. That Congress will be gathering in Washington, D.C. It'll be presided over by the President of the Senate, whose name is Mike Pence. He continues in that role until January 20th. So next Wednesday, there will be challenges for at least six states. My guess is it probably will be more. And each of those challenges, according to the law, have to then be debated separately by the House and by the Senate. And the challenges will be an attempt to basically overturn the results of the election, at least as it's been certified and reported and calculated. There's new news in Georgia. They just did a special ballot security review of one of the key counties in Georgia that gave Joe Biden his apparent victory. We will get to that. There's also an attack, a bitter attack, on the Republicans who run the state of Georgia. And no, it's not from the Democratic Senate candidates. It's from the President of the United States. Why? We will get to that. We also have a brand new Gallup poll that shows that virtually everybody in America has either been married or wants to be married. The number of people who are unmarried who want to get married has actually been going up. And yet people think that marriage is increasingly irrelevant. It's not important to be married if you're raising children. Why would people believe that? And one of America's most august cultural institutions selects as the greatest musical achievement of the year a song that, honest to goodness, we cannot play on the radio. I'm sorry, we can't play it on our show in any event. And why do they pick this ballad of female empowerment, in quotes, which is actually a song of profound female degradation? We will cover that. And three big new movies that are being released for this holiday weekend. And one of them, an unmistakable Oscar contender. The other, based on a very popular video game. We'll cover all of that as well, plus a hint as to the best movies and the worst movies from the year 2020. All coming up on the Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776, our phone number. Okay, today a lot of the news involves the election, because part of the election is still going strong. 6 days from now, Tuesday, January 5th, they are going to be voting in Georgia and selecting the last two U.S. senators. The polling recently, the brand new polling, shows the Democrats ahead for both seats. If the Democrats win both seats, it's a disaster for conservatives. It's a disaster for Republicans, because it means that Chuck Schumer becomes majority leader. Now, why is this looking increasingly likely? It's because the Republicans don't seem to be able to get their act together. Today, the Georgia signature audit, this is reported by The Hill magazine, a signature audit of the presidential election results in a key Georgia county confirmed there was no fraud. The third review to confirm that President-elect Joe Biden won the Peach State in November. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger said in a press release that the review in Cobb County, which Biden won by more than 14 percentage points, found that the election board there achieved a 99.99 accuracy rate in performing correct signature verification procedures. They reviewed more than 15,000 ballots to check this signature verification. There were mistakes, but no evidence of fraud on two of those ballots. Not 2,000, not 200, two out of the 15,000. That's where they come up with the 99.99 accuracy rate. The signature audit of ballots had submitted followed a hand recount of statewide votes, and a subsequent machine recount also affirmed Biden's victory in the Peach State. President Trump has made Georgia a top target of his claims that widespread voter fraud and irregularities cost him his second term. And in fact, part of what's going on today is that President Trump issued a tweet demanding that the governor of Georgia, conservative Republican Brian Kemp, someone who President Trump enthusiastically supported and someone who enthusiastically supported President Trump. President Trump tweeted today, Brian Kemp, Georgia, that's the governor of Georgia, should resign from office. He is an obstructionist who refuses to admit that we won Georgia big, also won the other swing states. Then he also tweeted last night, he tweeted, I love the great state of Georgia, but the people who run it, from the governor, Brian Kemp, to the Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, are a complete disaster and don't have a clue, or worse. Nobody can be this stupid. And then he claimed that Brad Raffensperger's brother was working for China. President of the United States tweeted, now it turns out that Brad R.'s brother works for China, and they definitely don't want Trump. So disgusting. Okay. He does not have a brother who works for China. There is somebody else with the same last name, but it is no relation to Secretary of State Raffensperger. Governor Kemp responded to what the president said, and in a press conference just finished, he said this. Let's do clip one quickly.
I mean, I've supported the president. I've said that many times. I worked as hard as anybody in the state on his reelection up through November the 3rd. I've supported the legal process that him or any other campaign can go through in this state. But at the end of the day, I also have to follow the laws and the Constitution. And let me be clear. I do not forget what I told Georgians back on January 14th, almost 2 years ago, that whether they voted for me or not, I would be their governor and I would be working hard for them every single day. And I believe right now they would rather me be focused on making sure that we have enough hospital beds in the state and that we are getting the vaccine distributed so we can keep this great economy that we have in these perilous times moving in the right direction and focusing on making sure that we save the majority in the United States Senate. And that is what I'm going to continue to focus on. And that's what everybody else, quite honestly, should be focused on while the rest of the process is playing out.
Okay, so why is it, given what he's saying, that we know that there will be challenges that will be debated a week from today when the Congress meets in the Capitol building? Because of a decision just announced by a Republican senator. An audacious, controversial decision. We'll cover that coming right up on the MedVed Show.
Enough of him.
Michael Medved.
Him. Bed. Enough of him. It's not worth it to just dwell on him.
On 800-955-1776.
The Michael Medved Show.
I've been in back pain since my early 20s. Now I'm 51. In my early 20s, I worked for the state prison. I got injured and I was off work for about a year. I'm now a trained engineer. I basically sit all day long. My wife making me take Relief Factor literally changed my life. I don't feel like I'm 20 again, but my back does.
Relief Factor really can help. The three-week quick start is here to stay. It's discounted all the way down to $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. There are no drugs, no chemicals, just good, healthful stuff. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Call 833-654-PAIN. It's toll-free, 833-654-PAIN. Or go to the website michaelmedved.com and click on the big banner for Relief Factor. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they're going to make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now and I'll extend my 60-day money back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MEDVED. Call 800-320-6280. Promo code MEDVED.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Your daily dose of debate.
You're trying to stir up some controversy.
The Michael Medved Show.
And this just announced, not happy news, I think, for anybody. The governor of the state of Washington, Jay Inslee, who just cruised to re-election, unfortunately, in this very, very blue state. Governor Inslee has extended statewide restrictions on indoor dining and gatherings at least until January 11th. Gyms, theaters, and indoor dining at restaurants and bars has been closed throughout Washington State for the last 6 weeks since Inslee tightened statewide coronavirus restrictions in the wake of rising case numbers. Originally scheduled to expire in mid-December, the regulations have been repeatedly extended. One of the reasons they've been extended is until this past week, there was a bump in terms of the incidence of cases in the state of Washington, of course, and then across the country. Now, that went down this week. But they think it went down because the impact of the Thanksgiving bump, a lot of more people traveled on Thanksgiving than had been expected or hoped. And now people are also traveling, or they were traveling, on the Christmas holiday. So the impact of that may be part of the reason that there is this new restriction. And let us hope that with the vaccines on the way, and they are on the way, and with hope for the future, we can work together to be a little bit more patient and make progress on this matter. And meanwhile, we are about to make some progress on the matter of settling once and for all the increasingly desperate attempts of the Trump administration and the Trump campaign to try to overturn what happened on November 3rd. One of the things that I think is fascinating is you get very deep into the weeds with people talking about the election laws here and the ballots here and the signature verification and the details. And you very seldom hear people on the president's side seeking to overturn the election commenting on the fact that no one on the Republican side has suggested that President Trump actually won the popular vote. He didn't. He lost by more than 7 million. It's a lot of votes. Josh Hawley, the very ambitious senator from Missouri, and whatever respect I had for Josh Hawley, I got to tell you, for him to make this statement today, 1 week before the electoral votes are actually officially counted and accepted by the Congress of the United States, he issued the following statement, which changes everything. I'll tell you why, and it changes everything, is because the challenges that about a dozen members of the House had been planning to make to the election don't go anywhere unless they have a member of the U.S. Senate who signs on to back them up. You need a member of the House and you need a member of the Senate. And Josh Hawley now provides that one member of the Senate. The members of the House, including Mo Brooks of Alabama and including Matt Gaetz of Florida, have already said they're going to challenge a bunch of states, Georgia and Wisconsin and Nevada and Arizona and Pennsylvania and Michigan. Those states at least, maybe more, but they now have a senator who says he's going to join in the challenge, which means that they have to interrupt the formalities that are supposed to be scheduled a week from today, and then the House goes to one side of the building, the Senate goes to the other side of the building, and the two chambers meet. And then they can debate each one of these objections to each one of these states for 2 hours. That's the limit under the law that was passed in 1887. They debate it for 2 hours and then they vote. Now, the chances of the Senate or the House, either House, actually voting to overturn the way that people voted and what has been certified by state legislatures and governors, and the chances are nil. However, that's going to happen. Senator Hawley said this in his statement. He's the junior senator from Missouri. And Mitch McConnell had been hoping that there would be no senators who would back this so that this period of upset and a controversy and paralysis basically just doesn't continue. that we can pay more attention to things like overriding the president's veto of the Defense Authorization Act, making sure that our troops get their pay raise that they're scheduled to get, that the COVID relief bill could go forward, that we can go forward with distributing the vaccine, all the things we need to do. But do we need to be talking about election law in Pennsylvania? Senator Hawley says, I cannot vote to certify the Electoral College results on January 6th without raising the fact that some states, particularly Pennsylvania, failed to follow their own state election laws. Well, that's not what the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania said. It's not what the Supreme Court of the United States said. They declined to hear the case, and Senator Hawley, who's a good lawyer, knows that. And then he says this, and I cannot vote to certify without pointing out the unprecedented effort of mega corporations, including Facebook and Twitter, to interfere in this election in support of Joe Biden. At the very least, Congress should investigate allegations of voter fraud and adopt measures to secure the integrity of our elections. But Congress has so far failed to act. The idea that he believes that the results of the election are invalidated because of the way that Facebook and Twitter behaved, did they do anything criminal? Are they the first companies? And by the way, they do lean to the left. They are biased. But so are newspapers all across the country. So are TV stations all across the country. So are radio shows everywhere. So what? It gives you a basis to challenge the election? The Hill reports, in order to force a debate and a vote on their objection to a state's results, House members need the support of a senator who will also object, something they did not have before Hawley's announcement. Congress will convene a joint session on January 6th to formally count the election results. Mike Pence is presiding over that. That is the subject of a big editorial today in the New York Times. We will get to that. Vice President Pence hasn't indicated any opinion about the validity of the election results, either accepting it or rejecting it. We will get to that more on the big controversy in Georgia and how it will impact the election there, which is coming 6 days from now. All happening. Your calls, too, on the MedVet Show, 1-800-955-1776.
Receive 50% off any download in the MedVet History Store by becoming a MedHead member. Join now at michaelmedved.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The chief operating officer of Warp Speed is hailing the progress of the effort to get vaccines out across America.
We are really doing well, in my opinion, in distribution. Over 14 million doses of vaccine have been distributed to date, and every day we push more vaccine out.
General Gus Dapurna, speaking in Washington, D.C. during a press briefing, he continues.
In fact, this week we started not only pushing first dose vaccine, but we started pushing second dose vaccine for the Pfizer vaccine.
Missouri Republican Josh Hawley is the first senator to say he will object when Congress meets next week to certify the election results for President-elect Joe Biden. The results of the election were also challenged in 2005 and 2016. USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
For outrage.
It is outrageous what you are saying.
The Michael Medved Show.
This is outrageous.
On the Michael Medved Show, still coming to terms, as is the entire federal capital, by the way, with the decision announced today by Senator Josh Hawley, the Republican of Missouri, becoming the first senator to say, yes, he definitely will challenge the electoral vote results when the electoral votes are counted in the House a week from today. And does that mean that there is any chance of overturning those results? No, there really isn't. And all of this is kind of fascinating, if you like, sort of arcane discussions about how things proceed, the kind of things you'd find in a law school casebook. But in real terms, the Democrats control a majority of the House of Representatives. They are going to actually having a slightly larger majority because of the very sad passing from COVID-19 of Representative-elect Luke Letlow from Louisiana. He died at age 41. He had been hospitalized for more than nearly 2 weeks with COVID-19. He leaves behind a wife and two young children. By the way, Luke Letlow just turned 41. His birthday, his 41st birthday, was on December 6th. And that's very sad news, but right now he's not going to be participating in the House. The Democrats maintain a majority in the House. The House of Representatives will not vote to overturn the votes from Georgia or Wisconsin or Nevada or Arizona or anywhere else. And neither did, by the way, the Georgia legislature or the Georgia governor, the lieutenant governor, or the secretary of state, all conservative Republicans, because basically, Republicans have dominated Georgia for a long time. And the governor of Georgia today, Brian Kemp, I actually think did a very good job responding to President Trump demanding that he resign from office because he wasn't giving President Trump's challenges to the election the space that he wanted. Now, they've had three different recounts. They've had a signature audit for Cobb County. They've done everything that the president asked for, but it hasn't turned out to show any voter fraud. This is Governor Kemp responding to the president, basically calling him stupid, saying nobody can be that dumb, and saying that he has to resign. He's already said he will support some primary challenge to Governor Kemp when he runs for re-election in 2022. Here is Governor Kemp talking about how he actually was the one who called for that signature audit. Listen.
I called on the signature audit well over a month ago. I wish it had been done sooner than it was, but I'm grateful the secretary decided to do it. I've offered the Georgia Bureau of Investigation, and they asked for their help in these investigations, which is currently ongoing. The Georgia Bureau of Investigations helped in the signature audit that I actually called for. And let's be clear, I had no authority to order that signature audit, like many people text me and email me every single day. That, per the laws and constitution of the state, lies with the Secretary of State.
Okay, and the Secretary of State did order, eventually, the signature audit. But Governor Kemp, at least, and bless him for this, kept his eye on the prize. And the prize is the United States Senate, where the runoff is occurring one day before this electoral vote challenge. Here's Governor Kemp.
And no one, whether you're mad at me, whether you like me, should get distracted by anything other than getting out to vote to save our country, quite honestly, from a socialist agenda, from defunding the police, from the Green New Deal, and all these other things that will wreck our economy and change America forever, I believe. That is where my focus is. I don't want to wake up on January the 6th and wonder what else I should have done. I'm doing everything I can with the time that I have to support sending them back up there. That's what I would ask my fellow Georgians to do as well, and that is what we should be focused on. All these other things, there is a constitutional and legal process that is playing out, and I'm very comfortable letting that process play out. But that horse has left the barn in Georgia, and it's headed to D.C. right now. The next vote is going to be there, not here. So people need to focus on the vote that is happening here, and that is right now in early voting, and it will be on Tuesday.
Okay, and I believe they've been talking about plans. The president was going to come down and do a big rally for Senator Loeffler and for Senator Perdue. I don't know if he still is. It's awkward because he's been so harsh in criticizing the governor. Would the governor be invited to this rally? President Trump tweeted out last night, "I love the great state of Georgia, but the people who run it, from Governor Brian Kemp to Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, are a complete disaster and don't have a clue, or worse. Nobody can be this stupid." To be talking like that less than a week before the runoff, where the polling, and the polling can be wrong, it often is, and yes, I do hope, and I do expect, actually, that Loeffler and Perdue will win. But the Wall Street Journal had a powerful editorial today. If they lose, it would almost be because Trump wanted them to lose. I know, is supporting them. I'm grateful that he is, and they deserve the support of every Republican, and it is important, as Governor Kemp said. But for goodness sake, to veto it, there's a piece in the Wall Street Journal, again, Wall Street Journal, not New York Times, a piece in the Wall Street Journal about how President Trump, between the election of 2016 and the election of 2020 lost a big amount of support in military-based counties, counties where facilities like Fort Benning are located, and partially because of his rocky relations with the military. And then he vetoes this Military Authorization Act, providing a pay raise to our troops. We'll bring you the very latest of what is going on with that. At some point today, they're supposed to vote for an override. See, the difficulty is, what is Senator Loeffler supposed to do? What is Senator Perdue supposed to do? To vote against the military pay raise? To be among those very few people who go along with President Trump's veto? And his veto, he says, is about changing regulation of computer companies, of social media companies. The entire situation is extraordinarily bizarre, because he raises that point, and then the point of changing the name of Confederate bases. And that should lead to this first override. The vote in the House was more than 3-1 to override the president's veto. The Senate is supposed to be voting at some point today. We will bring you the very latest on that. There's also two big celebrities, including number two in the list of most admired Americans, who just cut an ad for the Georgia runoffs. What the ads say, we'll give you a listen, and more coming up on The Medved Show.
Your daily dose of debate.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Are you insane?
I don't think so.
The Michael Medved Show.
I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous.
Right now, demand for physical precious metals continues strong, and supplies are once again getting tight, so our economic problems are not likely to improve anytime soon, and that's what's caused gold and silver to go up in value recently. People are worried, and COVID-19 threatens to stop getting us back on track. Precious metals have always proven themselves in a time of crisis, but you need to choose which ones to buy and when, especially given recent short-term dips in the market. Now, analysts at major banks are forecasting that gold is ready to set new highs in the near term. Over many years, Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has proven himself as my go-to expert with smart, educated, responsible recommendations. Nick wants to offer his four decades experience to you. Give the AmFed team a call right now at 800-221-7694 and find out more at AmericanFederal.com. That's 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com. In this great holiday season, maybe you're wondering about what you can buy for a person that has everything. Well, how about donating on that person's behalf to a child who has nothing? Being a third world nation, Uganda was hit particularly hard with COVID-19 and lockdowns. There are literally millions of parents who are looking into a child's eyes and not being able to tell them where the next meal can come from. One of the places it can come from is a great humanitarian organization that I am proud to link with here. It is called Next Generation Ministries, and they are there to help provide food and medical needs, particularly for children and their mothers. Your gift of $10 can feed a hungry child for an entire week. $40 can feed a child for a month. $200 can feed a family of five people for a month. Click on the banner at our website for Next Generation Ministries. This is a great organization. Click on the banner at michaelmedved.com. That's michaelmedved.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, talking about what is obviously going to consume a lot of attention, it seems to me, over this big holiday weekend coming up, which is the preparations for the Georgia runoffs, which take place next Tuesday, 6 days from now. And then after that, this dramatic moment, and it's going to be dramatic. It's a joint session of Congress. That rarely happens. You have joint sessions when they come to hear the State of the Union address. Generally, they meet separately. This time, they meet together. The whole thing is presided over by Mike Pence. And there's a suit that we talked about yesterday, launched by Louie Gohmert. This is a very strange suit. It is going absolutely nowhere. It is a suit to try to direct Mike Pence to use his power as presiding officer in this joint session of Congress that is coming up next Wednesday to discount the electors who have been certified and approved by the governors of the various states, state legislatures following state law, approved judicially where it's been challenged before, that having Mike Pence discard those electors and instead recognize Trump electors who have stepped forward, and they have, and said, no, we should be really representing the state of Arizona. We should be really representing the state of Wisconsin. We should be really representing the state of Georgia, and so forth. Will any of that happen? Will Mike Pence do the right thing according to what the Constitution says of his role? Or will he end up doing the right thing according to what President Trump and Louie Gohmert seem to want him to do? What's fascinating about this whole situation, of course, it plays into politics. It seems to me that it is profoundly difficult for Senator Loeffler and for Senator Perdue, because first of all, if it looked like there was any chance that these challenges would be successful, it would extremely strongly motivate Georgians, it seems to me, to vote against them. Because the people of Georgia, come on, we had an election, it was just on November 3rd. And all of a sudden, these two senators, if they get reelected, are going to be on the spot. Do you vote with Josh Hawley and a handful of members of Congress to try to disallow the votes that have been selected for Georgia and for Pennsylvania and for Michigan and Wisconsin? Do you vote to disallow those electoral votes somehow? Which, by the way, has never, ever, ever, ever happened. There have been challenges before, twice. But the challenges have never gone anywhere. The Congress of the United States has never disallowed these states presenting their own electoral votes and their slate of electors. And that's what they're attempting to do. Okay, here's where it starts getting really, really weird. Mo Brooks, the congressman from Alabama who's leading these challenges, has said one of the challenges he wants to make, and I don't believe he at any point will have standing to make that challenge, is trying to make sure that the House of Representatives votes the way that it would vote if they were choosing a president. Because his argument is they, in effect, are choosing a president. Okay, what does this mean? The 12th Amendment to the Constitution, which was passed in 1804, and it was passed after confusion in the race between Aaron Burr and Thomas Jefferson. They were supposed to be running mates. That's another story. It's a fascinating story, but it's a long one, so we're not going to get into it here. But here's what Congressman Brooks thinks, is that if there is no majority in the Electoral College, if no one wins an Electoral College majority, the Constitution is very, very clear. It then goes to the House of Representatives to choose the president, not the Senate. Senate chooses the vice president. It goes to the House to choose the president. And each state has only one vote. So it doesn't matter that Nancy Pelosi has a majority. What matters is that for 27 of the 50 states, there are Republicans who have a majority of those seats because of a lot of smaller states. A lot of states like Wyoming, where the only member of Congress from Wyoming, it's only one of the House, is Liz Cheney, the daughter of the former vice president. In any event, the argument that Mo Brooks has just started making is that when the House, after 2 hours of the debate, and they're allowed 2 hours of the debate under the Electoral Count Act of 1887, that after their 2 hours of debate, and when they come to vote, he's going to try to move that they only accept one vote per state, because that would give Republicans a majority in the House. Now, to actually overturn any of these votes, they'd also need the Senate to vote to overturn those votes. And that will not happen because a number of senators, including Mitch McConnell and including Mitt Romney and including the overwhelming majority of Republicans in the U.S. Senate, there are only a handful of people, and those are people who are thinking about running in 2024, supposedly Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, and Tom Cotton, have also not announced how they are going to come down on this challenge matter. Most other Republicans have. Instead, no, we're at, but there is no way. All they need to do is lose, frankly, one Republican, and they're cooked. It's, The Washington Post just reporting, Mitch McConnell says Democrats' proposal for $2,000 stimulus checks has no realistic path to quickly pass the Senate. Well, we knew that. Why? Because the overwhelming majority of Republican senators are against it. Why? Because it would add a minimum of $400 billion to our national debt. And those $2,000 checks would go not just to people who need them, but to everybody. And because Steven Mnuchin is doing his job and they've started transferring money into people's account last night, the $600 that I think people are very grateful to receive, That's what the Congress had worked out. The transfer started last night. The checks that are going to be actually mailed are going into the mail. Secretary Mnuchin just said they're going to the mail today. So it should get to people very shortly after New Year's. And all of this does not need to be this chaotic. One of the things that is supposed to protect us from chaos is the institution of marriage and family. There's a big new Gallup survey, they do the survey every year, that shows that the percentage of people who think that marriage is important for raising children is way down. Why is that? And why is it if people think that marriage is less important than they used to for raising children? They think marriage is less important than they used to. If you're going to spend your life together with someone, why bother to be married? If you're going to spend your life together with somebody anyway, that might be the argument. If that's going on, then how does that compute with another part of the same survey that shows that overwhelmingly, more than 80% of people who are still single, who've never been married, want to be married? And that overwhelmingly, that close to 80% of Americans get married at some time or another. We will get to that. We will also get to the selection by National Public Radio. Yeah, that's right. Government-funded prestige radio of the Song of the Year. And the Song of the Year being something that is so flagrantly degrading and outrageous that we can't even begin to play it, but I will share some of the lyrics with you. And we will also go to a preliminary listing of the very best top 10 films released in 2020. Yeah, there weren't many chances to see movies in theaters, but there are now. About a third of all theaters are open. They're not all showing just Wonder Woman, which is eh. But we will be also reviewing three brand new films, two of which are outstanding, and one of which is based on a video game. Doesn't mean it's not outstanding, but we will review it all and more coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least four times per day and inject insulin at least three times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.